You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I'm so excited that you've made a decision to join me today from all over the world. I want you to really get into a vibration of expectation, because I believe that your life will never be the same again, and that you're going to be radically changed by listening to the show today. Well, how are you doing, everybody? It's a beautiful day here in the ATL. We are still celebrating Thanksgiving weekend, and I am so grateful for all of you. You're my extended family, and I am just radically blessed. Have a great show for you today. Anybody interested in angels? Michael Okun is going to be talking about the law of attraction and angels, and how angels can sometimes accelerate your manifestation and your subconscious mind. He is the author of Just Ask the Universe. But before we get to Michael, I want to talk to you about two things. Number one, I want to answer a listener's question that was sent to me about, you know, what he should do when he's used the law of attraction, create a vision board, and it doesn't seem like it's working. And what would I do? What do I do in those situations? I'm going to answer that. But before I get started, I want to really share with you about my last virtual coaching success seminar coming up on December the 12th and the 13th. You can choose, you know, whichever date you prefer. It's going to be starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and finish at 12:30, and it will be with 10 people from all over the world. You know, this is Black Friday weekend, and boy, I'm just going to say to you, this is the best gift that you could give yourself or give to someone else. So I'm going to be teaching you how to pivot from all the stuff that happened to you in 2020, how to get clear and how to really create, because we know that everything that has happened to us globally, that we are looking at life with the new lens, with the new outlook. So we're going to be taking a look at how can you pivot from your old ideas, your old careers, your old relationships, and your old priorities from 2020, because you cannot create something new in an old vibration. What are your new lens? What do you desire? What do you want to leave behind you? You know, if you're coming to my house, and you say, Constance, give me directions to your house in 2021, and you don't tell me where you are now, I can't give you directions. So that's why you really cannot make solid goals without the new lens of where you are now. And let's face it, folks, we've all been shifted and changed from 2020. So who should come? I'm going to say anybody who has really received the download that you've been settling for in relationships, in money, you know, in the area of your career. You know that you should really be more, do more, and have more. And 2020 has taught you that. You might realize, I don't want to work from home anymore. So for all of my business owners, it is the end of brick and mortar, and it's the beginning of click and order. Everything is going online. How can you move your products, goods, and or services online? Or if you're already online, how can you attract more? If that's you, you should be at the seminar. What about you discovered this year that you have all of these skills, talents, gifts that's been lying dormant on the inside of you? You've been fearful to move on them. And you said to yourself in 2020, if not now, when? If that's you, you should be there. If you realize that you know what your gifts and your talents and your skills are, but you don't have a plan of execution. You've been talking about it, dreaming about it, praying about it. If you're looking for a plan of execution, then that's you. So you know it's only going to be 10 people. So just imagine being able to connect with the master coach, master trainer, and master counselor. And you're going to be connecting with me as the master to really help you in those areas. I know what it's like to be a master manifester. I know what it's like to be a master teacher, and I want to help you. I know what it's like to manifest houses and land and careers and health and your dream job and what to do when it's not happening, etc. Does everybody see that? So you'll be able to ask me any questions, receive my one-on-one signature master's level coaching. You're going to leave with a plan of action. What else? You're going to be connecting with people from all over the world. That's always so interesting because, see, folks, it's all about connecting virtually. I tell people all you need is one word from God to change your life. And then we're going to be developing a 30-day plan for January 2021. So we're going to be ready to hit the road running in January 2021 and not trying to figure out what we want to do. Everybody gain an understanding of that. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Once you make your payment, my assistant will contact you and we will let you know what day is open. I'm already half full. And like I said, you can make this a gift for yourself or you can gift it for someone else. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? But that decision is up to you. Somebody just said to me this week, I've been listening to you for years, but I thought I could do it by myself. And I said, baby, nobody does it by themselves. You know, that's why in golf they have the masters. The masters have masters that teach them how to win the masters. That's why if you're a hairstylist, they have a master, hairstylist, cosmetologist. I got that out. Why is she a master? They say if you have over 10,000 hours of any subject where you are an expert, that you are a master. And I'm not bragging on myself, but I have 25 years. That's probably two masters. So if you're ready for change, visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And then lastly, we're going to give you some work. That's right, some work that you need to do even before you get there. All right. And looking forward to connecting with you on December the 12th or the 13th. Let me answer this question. This question was sent to me, Constance. I'm bottom lining you, not reading the whole thing. What do you do? I've read the books on the law of attraction. I'm frustrated. I got a vision board. I'm doing my affirmations. I'm reading. I'm doing everything you told me to do, and I'm meditating. Okay. And I want to say to this person, I get that. I understand that. I've been there and I've done that. But it almost sounds like that you're more into just doing than being. And a lot of people say, well, I'm going to do these. But when you do the affirmations or when you are really creating your vision board, you're really transforming yourself from the inside out. And you know, I know what it's like to be frustrated when nothing is happening. And I'm going to say this to you just by the Spirit, possibly because of what we're talking about today. For me, you know, I know what it's like to not want to live. I had my pills out. I had written my suicide note and went to church. And then the pastor asked me to stand up, had never seen me before. He told me, don't take your life. The Spirit told me you were going to take your life tonight. This has been like 25 years ago, because you're going to go north, west, east, and south. I didn't know that I had that kind of future ahead of me. So that was an example of the Spirit, God interrupting my life to help me get back on path, on my pathway. So I'm going to say to this gentleman, if it hasn't happened yet, I believe that God gave you the vision. You didn't say what it was. I would really just say, okay, God, I've done everything I know to do, and surrender that vision or that intention to the Spirit. Sit in stillness and see maybe how you can shift and change your thinking. And then this is the most important part. Allow the Spirit to intervene in your life like He did in mine. So after you have done everything you know to do, I think you need to invite the Spirit in. Okay, God, I've done 1, 2, 3, 4. Intervene into my life. Help me, assist me, angels, assist me, Holy Spirit. Give me favor in this area. You have to factor the Spirit in. I think that we have become too humanistic, at least I'm talking about myself, where we don't factor in the Spirit and we're just looking to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We're looking to ourselves. So my question to you, like I would ask myself, okay, I have tried this, Father. Is it the right time for me? Help me to shift and change my beliefs on the inside. Holy Spirit, show me, speak to me. Angels, intercede on my behalf. Whatever it is, you have to factor in that you're co-creating with God. And co-creating means it's not if I do 1, 2, 3, 4, then that's going to happen. But there may be some subconscious things that need to be shifted. And you may need to recognize that God is right there with you. God has great plans for you. The Spirit has a great future for you. But it's a matter of leaning on and depending on and looking to the invisible forces, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, angels, whatever you believe in, to come in to assist you. You know, the Bible talks about angels are here to assist and aid and support the heirs of salvation. And every big major thing that's ever happened in my life, I had supernatural help. So that's what I would say to you. And if you're frustrated, frustration puts you in the vibration of lack or what's wrong. Why don't you pull back a little bit, sir, and just say, I'm grateful for what I have done. I'm grateful for what I have learned, what I am becoming. I know that God is on my side. God is with me. And I'm going to sit back and wait for what my next download should be. You got to be happy and grateful, even though it hasn't manifested yet. Because when you're happy and grateful and thankful for what has not shown up in your life, man, you start saying, thank you, Father, for what you have done. Thank you, God, Holy Spirit, for what you are doing that I may not even know about. And thank you for what you're going to do. Gratitude, thanksgiving, and praise will begin to pull to you, accelerate in your life what you desire. Because when you complain, when you frustrated, when you groan and moan, you remain. So that's what I would say to you. keep doing what you're doing. Just sit back, know that the Spirit is always working. God is always moving. If the contrast in your life is just like so overwhelming, contrast simply means it hadn't worked yet and it doesn't align with what I desire. And it looks like to me that you're focusing a lot on what hasn't happened. So when you're looking at what hasn't happened, you really keep away from you what's going to happen. So just lean more into the Spirit. That doesn't mean you're not doing anything. Keep doing what you're doing. And then just ask for and expect for supernatural help to come and intervene on your behalf. And when you do that, you know, you just tap into infinite possibilities. We don't know everything. You know, maybe God wants to surpass your vision board. I mean, I don't know. You know, the Bible says, who knows the ways and the thoughts of God? So just be open to it. Be open to the Spirit. Be open to shift and change and settle in and be grateful for what is happening that you may not even be aware of for what's going to happen and for what's on its way. All right, everybody, that's so good. I'm going to listen to it myself. So we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back, and we're going to talk to Angel. We're going to talk to Michael, and he's going to be talking about angels and manifestation. That was so funny. Stay tuned, everybody.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and really excited about my guest. You know, I believe that everyone who comes to us, who comes to you, or who is on the show, that really the Spirit has attracted them here so that they can share maybe that one thing, that one insight, that one download, that one aha moment. I finally got it. And today is no exception. My very special guest is Michael Samuels, and that, of course, is his author's name. He authored Just Ask the Universe, A No-Nonsense Guide to Manifesting Your Dreams. But Michael, I believe, is really going to share with us really how we can really understand these times, or understand how can we use the law of attraction during these times, or what about our mind during these times? What can we do or be? So, Michael, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. Always a pleasure. Really appreciate you having me back.
Well, y'all don't know this, but I was sitting out in my front yard tending to my own business, and his Michael name dropped down in my spirit. I'm like, what's the Ask the Universe guy? I hadn't talked to Michael in 2 or 3 years. I finally was able to contact him, and here we go, Michael. And I know that your real name is Michael Okon.
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want.
I'm from Atlanta. Come on, Michael. You know,
love
so,
Atlanta.
So, Michael, kind of tell people, you wrote this powerful book. How have you been during this transition and the pandemic? Kind of share with listeners that story and kind of some shifts you've had to make, and possibly they might have to also.
Absolutely. And, you know, number one, thank you for having me on. Always a pleasure. It's like when we talk, it's like no time has passed. Mm-hmm. You know, so I wrote Just Ask the Universe. My real name is Michael Okon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've written about 20 books, and Just Ask the Universe has so far been my most successful one. And I wrote that under my name, Michael Samuels. And it's about, you know, it's about manifesting your dreams. It's a practical guide to manifesting your dreams. And I wrote that in 2011. I can't believe we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Just Ask the Universe. Unbelievable. And listen, I wrote that right after the 2008 economy crash. I mean, you know, it seems like these tragedies are happening like more frequently now, right? Like we went through 9/11. We had the 2008, economy crash. And then, now we're dealing with the pandemic of 2020 plus all the other horrible, horrible things that are happening. So, there's been a lot of growth that that I had to go through personally, and I had to figure out, because, listen, for someone to say, you wrote the book on karma, you wrote the book on the universe. Listen, I have down days too. I have days, listen, my family's business, we own a global car service, mm-hmm. and it was decimated. It was destroyed. You can still hear me, right?
Like, I hear you well.
Okay, good. Cause my Zoom thing was like kind of moved around a little bit. So basically, it's a time to reinvent yourself. When there's a tragedy, it's a new chapter in your life. And that's the idea of Just Ask the Universe, that there's going to be setbacks in your life. And 2020 was a setback for everybody. Maybe not for Jeff Bezos and Amazon, maybe not for my local, grocery stores. Mm-hmm. They were booming during this business, but ultimately everyone that I know, not even lawyers also were pretty, depression proof. Everyone had to reinvent themselves. And what I did was my brother and I started a podcast. We started a podcast called Oaken Bros, and we kind of were peeling back the curtain on what our company is. And it's a law of attraction podcast. And, you have to focus when times are tough. It's not just, you have to prepare for when times get tough. It's not just, oh, things are going to be good forever. Clearly, we had a really good, 8-year run from the great economic recession to the depression, to the pandemic, which I'm calling a depression because it's just so depressing to see all the news and everything, which, everyone should be very leery of the news because it will bring you down emotionally and mentally. So, now's the time to write the book that you've always wanted to write, write the screenplay you've always wanted to write. If you're not a writer, start a garden, start a podcast, lose 30 pounds, regain your health, do something, then wallow in what's happening in the world today, because it's out of your control. Everything that's happening right now is out of everyone's control. There's nothing that you can do to change what has happened in 2020, and nothing you're going to do that's going to change what happened in 2021. Some people voted for Joe Biden. Some people voted for Donald Trump, and half the people are miserable about it anyway. And, you have an opportunity here to reinvent yourself as a person. And that really is what our podcast is about. That's what Just Ask the Universe is about. It's about reinventing who you are when times are tough. All this is a test. And I think that, my family and I have passed the test. Even our business has failed. I mean, we were down 95%. We had 750 employees as of January 1st, 2020. We were a really big global car service. And we were opening up in cities all over. We were going to be opening up in London. And when February and March came around of 2020, it was like everything we worked for. My parents started this thing 50 years ago. Everything they worked for, it was destroyed in 2 weeks. Everything.
So Michael, let me ask you. So when that happened, you had to make a decision. How are you going to feel about this? Think about this. What are you going to do? And I'm sure it was progressive. Walk that out for people who may be experiencing something similar. And you seem to have moved through it. Are you moving through it with grace?
Well, we have a really, our business is our family. Our mm-hmm. family is our business. The people that work with us, and I never say work for us because they don't, we work for them, right? Mm-hmm. My brother, my mom, and
I love that.
It's the absolute truth. We work for them. We want to hear their problems. We want to hear their grievances, and we want to make the company comfortable for them. And we have to, as owners, take into account their feelings. We had 750 employees as of January 1st, and by March, what was it, like 13th, March 11th or something, we had 35 employees. We had to get rid of everyone. And it was torturous. Luckily, we are up to about 150 employees now. Okay. We did start hiring them back, but it was devastating to say to the people that you grew up with, the people that you work side by side with, there's no money to pay you. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you say that when you wrote the book, Just Ask the Universe? Mm. And my mom, we forego our salaries. I mean, we had to make drastic changes. So what did my mom do instead of sitting and saying, when's it going to come back? When's it going to come back? She started taking medium lessons, you know, inexpensive medium lessons, you know, and she became a psychic medium, and she opened up her own business, Lady Phyllis, where she connects people with their loved ones who've crossed over. So in times of tragedy, in times of trouble where our car service is not doing what it should be doing, and it is coming back. I mean, we're definitely on track to, you know, getting to pre-COVID level numbers, you know, within the next hopefully 6 months. But it's definitely heading in the right direction. We're back up to 150 employees. There definitely is business. It's hard. It's not really what it used to be. But, you know, my mom reinvented herself as a psychic medium. My brother and I became these kind of like influencers on YouTube, where we're building this YouTube channel to cater to, you know, people about the law of attraction, business, health, archangels, you know, mediumship, afterlife experiences.
And so Michael, you would have probably never, you and your brother, I love the name of it.
Bros.
Oaken Bros. Yeah. That is so cool. So you probably would have never possibly entered into this different vibration, you and your brother and even your mom, possibly. But you're saying to listeners, you know, what do you have left and how can you reinvent yourself instead of just being pitiful?
That's exactly right. And I want to just mention the podcast started in August of 2019, maybe like July of July 2019. I mean, Eric and I, we've always wanted to be broadcasters. We've always wanted to like share our message to the communities about family and business and law of attraction and health and relationships. And it, you know, what started out is just interviewing people in our industry, interviewing people in our company, morphed into interviewing. We just had an interview on with the Critical Drinker, who has 550,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And our podcast took off. We were excited when we had 100 subscribers. We're not touching 1,000. So we grew in the last 4 months that it really started to take off, because Eric and I started honing in. We became a voice for people during the pandemic. People, we do live streams on Wednesday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And people come and listen to us, and we're gaining new audience members every day. People we've never heard from that want to hear about the law of attraction, that want to hear about family business, that want to hear about archangels. So Eric and I became this voice for people. We would have never done that if there wasn't a pandemic. If there was no pandemic, we would have just continued interviewing, you know, our you know, local owner of the diner. Right? Our local car service, you know, an affiliate of ours we would interview. We never would have pivoted to becoming a voice on YouTube, becoming like a Joe Rogan type, an interview channel for, you know, people with large followings. It really, everything changes. You can't be so dogmatic in your approach to anything. You know, I'm a writer. I've written a dozen other books on paranormal romance. It's all under my name, Michael Oaken. A lot of the books have been taken off because I bought the rights back, and I have a new agent. It's a whole big thing, but my book Monsterland is getting converted into a screenplay. I mean, there's a lot of amazing stuff happening, but you can't be sitting and saying, but 2019 was so great. Why can't it be like 2019 again? No. It's not going back. It's not, 2019 is over. I have news for you. It's now November in 2020. 2020 is, thank God, going to be over another 30 days, you know, 35 days.
So, Micah, so you have something in your book, Ask the Universe, How to Deal with Setbacks. So one thing you're saying is you got to move on. You got to reinvent yourself and possibly look for the possibilities that exist now.
100%. Absolutely. And there's possibilities No one has an excuse to not change anything in their life. Nobody has any excuse. If you have a cell phone with YouTube on it, if you have, you know, if you're able to walk, if you're able to exercise, if you're able to go and learn about diet and exercise and whatever you want to change, if you want to learn how to write a book, if you want to learn how to give yourself a haircut, you have zero excuses because everything is at your fingertips now. And you have a network of social people on social media that are craving content.
Yeah.
You know, people absolutely have no right to make an excuse saying, oh, it's not 2019 anymore. I have nothing now. Baloney. If you're an actor who's not getting hired, go teach acting online. Mm-hmm. Go start a podcast about your journey. People will listen to you. And there's people, the excuses are what kills everyone. Procrastination excuses is what kills everyone. And I've been guilty of that, right? I've been guilty of like, oh, I really don't feel like working out today, or I'll start my diet on Monday, or whatever the case. Everyone has that excuse. The thing is, are you going to overcome it? Or are you going to sit and continue to wallow? That will be the death of you. You know, I know a lot of people who don't reinvent themselves. And they're stuck. They don't grow. There are people that are stuck in the early 2000s that are not over it. There are people that's stuck in the 80s and 90s that are not over it. And you got to reinvent. You got to change things. You know, look at what Star Wars did, right? Star Wars was Harrison Ford, you know, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. And now Star Wars today is completely new cast with completely new ideals, new ideologies. And you have a lot of people that are complaining about that. Why isn't Star Wars like it was in the 70s and 80s? Because it's not the 70s and 80s anymore. It's the 2020s now. You have to change yourself. You got to change your mindset, your mentality. It's the truth.
Well, you know, speaking of mindset, so everything begins with our thinking, with our conscious and subconscious mind. Expound on that a little bit, Michael, for folk.
100%. Your subconscious mind is everything. And what I've learned also is that archangels are here to help us, and we could talk about that briefly too.
Okay.
But your subconscious mind is everything. It's your mindset. And, you know, like I said, you can't be sitting there and saying, I'm so positive. That's not life. Like I said, I get down minutes during the day. I get minutes like, oh, you know, why is this customer complaining? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Why are they really, really that upset? There's, you can't be sitting there and be happy-go-lucky over everything. You know, life happens to you. It's up to you to know how you're going to react to that. Your reaction towards life is everything. And your reaction is going to program your subconscious mind for wealth, health, and success. Or it's going to program it for lack, distrust, and hate. Your subconscious is the guiding force in your life. And if you're going to sit there and say, you know, life is good. I am healthy. I am happy. You know, if you're going to journal, I journal every day. I write every day. I do prayers every morning. I do my prayers. I work with the archangels, and I program my subconscious mind every single day, 7 days a week without fail. And your subconscious and my dreams manifest because of that. Your subconscious is like, it's like the ship. You're steering the ship. The ship doesn't know where to go. You have to steer the ship in order for where for you know, if you see an iceberg, you have to steer the ship away from the iceberg. Right? It's the same thing with your subconscious mind. You have to tell your subconscious mind what you want. You have to be pretty, it's like a child. You have to be, you know, stern with it. You don't treat it horrible, but it's like a child that doesn't know any better. Right? When we were children, we were all young and naive. That's what your subconscious mind is. You have to say, you know, I name my subconscious mind. You have to say, you know, get me this. Get me health and prosperity. Fix this problem for me. And like without fail, it will. Everyone should read The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. It was written in like the 1950s. The most life-defining book I've ever read in my entire life. Really and truly, what an incredible book. Same thing with The Science of Getting Rich. But it really just focuses on your subconscious mind, that there is something so much bigger than us. The universe is our friend. It's friendly to us, and it's huge. And the universe can connect you to things that you could only dream about, but you have to be programming your mind with those thoughts.
You know, that's so true. And, you know, since people have been quarantined and have been in, and, you know, in my life, I've always, everybody knows who's been listening to me for 11 years, I've always been big on God, going in prayer, meditation, spirituality. And now people are realizing, wow, there's more in the invisible realm. People are meditating more, praying more. Excuse me, they can't go to church, but they're, you know, they are joining Zoom groups, you know, for church and all of those things. And I know that you had some spiritual encounters with angels. And I just want to say to people, be open. You got to be open because God is so big. And I always say God has a million ways to communicate with you, to get your manifestations to you. So share with people, Michael, just your experience with angels, and y'all just be open. And maybe you may not have that experience, but God has a way to really connect with you also. That whole invisible realm is just waiting for us to really tap into it.
100%. And so I want to preface what I'm about to say with, like, I did not believe in angels before what happened to me. I thought that angels were kind of like a metaphor for spirituality, whatever. They were there. I never, like, to me, it was like your subconscious mind in the universe, right? Mm-hmm. And then again, and like there it is again. I had an opportunity to reinvent myself, and I had some pretty compelling evidence to do so. So I lost my father February 2nd, 2018. Mm-hmm. He had lung cancer. It was now going on like 17 years ago. He beat the lung cancer, but eventually the COPD got him. And COPD was just, it was horrible to watch. He just couldn't breathe. And he left and, you know, he shed his body and he went to the invisible realm, wherever he went. I don't remember what it looks like, but I know he went somewhere.
And so, Michael, you guys were close, right? Because it's a family business and you guys are just all in there together.
I saw my father every single day of my life. Mm. Every single day of my life, there wasn't a day that went by where I didn't know where my father was or what he was doing. Mm-hmm. That's how tight my father and I were. I live around the corner from my mom, and obviously when my dad was here, I live around the corner from them. I spoke to my dad 5-10 times a day. I worked with my father. We were in the office every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning together, and we would share ideas, and we would get into fights, and we would overcome the fights, and we would learn from each other. And my dad thanked me when he was on the other side. He thanked me for helping him with the law of attraction. You know, my dad was a big believer in the law of attraction because I got him into that. I gave him the science of getting rich and he said, this is it. He's like, it was great. And I feel it helped him live his life longer than what it was supposed to be. So basically, I feel more, it's the weirdest thing, Constance, but I feel more connected to my father now when he's not here physically than when he was here physically. He's doing more for my family and I today than he could have ever done when he was alive. And this
let me ask you. So were you greatly mourning your father transitioning?
Oh my God. I mean, I was devastated, but I was so relieved he was out of his misery because it was the ending was ugly. And for anyone out there that smokes cigarettes or vapes or smokes anything, I implore you to stop because the ending of your life when you smoke your entire life is ugly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And yes, some people could smoke till they're 90 and nothing had happened to them. That clearly was not my father. My father was 69 years old when he passed away. To me, that's a young man. I want to live till I'm 100 years old, if not longer, in good health and good spirit. But regardless of that, before my father died, my dad and I would always talk about, Dad, when you get there, you have to teach my brother and I and my mom and our families the secrets of the universe. You have to tell us what it's like, because we're going to go to the mediums, right? Like, we believe in mediumship. The stuff the mediums tell us, it is the absolute truth. There's no searching it. My mom is a medium. There, besides my wife, there's no other woman on planet Earth that I trust more than my mother. Mm-hmm. And my mother is now a medium and she's connecting people to the afterlife. And my mother's not looking up people's Facebook profiles. She's not looking anything up. She's connecting people to the afterlife. So there is something there. There is. And for all the doubters and the haters, you can believe what you want. I believe that we're living in a meat suit and we're here to learn. And when our time is over in this meat suit, we are going to go to someplace incredible. I don't know what, I don't remember what it looks like. So I asked my dad, you got to tell me, you got to give me like the secrets. Like, what's up? What do I do? Cause I'm going to be here for a while. I'm going to be in this body for a really, you know, hopefully another 50 years. I'm 42 years old now, 50, 60 years. I'm hoping good and health is everything. As long as I'm healthy, I don't care. So my father came through one of the mediums, and this guy's name is George Anderson. And George Anderson is the gold standard for mediumship. If anyone out there has never had a reading with anybody or wants a reading with a medium, it's pricey, but it will change your life. It will change everything you believe on the afterlife, because this man will tell you things that nobody on planet Earth will know. And he was on our podcast. He's going to be the week after Thanksgiving, he's going to be on Oaken Bros. We had the pleasure of interviewing George and about, you know, what the afterlife is like. And we interview a lot of mediums on our show. We love that stuff. So anyway, so my dad came through George Anderson, started telling us about everything. And he said, you got to start asking the archangels because magic is real. And I was like, this is baloney. I'm like, I'm like, George, is that really my dad? He's like, Michael, he's like, I'm taking notes. He's like, no, what? He goes, I've done readings for 50, 60 years. He goes, no one has ever come through. He's like, your dad is telling you, I'm telling you the secrets of the universe right now. And the secrets of the universe is there are archangels out there. This is so crazy because I didn't believe this stuff. There are archangels out there and they are at your beck and call. They are on tap for the slightest prayer. They make your subconscious mind look like elementary school, right? It's like program your subconscious mind, think good, be a good person, and you will manifest your world. Well, the archangels are there to technically be like our butlers to our life. And I started working with archangels in June of 2020. I cannot tell you at how fast it works. The speed at which archangels work is mind-blowing. I wish I knew this stuff when I was a kid. I wish I could have learned about this stuff when I was a child. Why the people from the afterlife didn't tell me about this stuff, but my dad got down to the meat and potatoes in the afterlife. He said, it's beautiful here. It's gorgeous. You feel great. You're free to be everywhere and with everyone at any time. But he's like, he got down to the nitty gritty and he's like, you have to research the Kabbalah and the archangels and magic is with a K. So I started buying. So during the session, this is crazy, Constance. During the session, my dad's like, open up Amazon right now. He's telling this through George Anderson, open up Amazon right now. So I opened up Amazon. He's like, I want you to buy this book, and this book. I'm shopping with my father's spirit on Amazon. This is nuts. So I went and I bought all these books. And I focused on this guy, this author by the name of Damon Brand, B-R-A-N-D. And he's a magician, like a modern day magician. And he talks about magic and archangels as a matter of factly. He's like, this stuff is real. So I started working with the archangels. I started doing the prayers and the meditations and everything. And the stuff that is happening in my life is undeniable. Undeniable. The speed at which the archangels work is scary. And like, I have a screenwriter now attached to my book, Monsterland. I've been praying to my subconscious mind for the last 8 years to make this into a movie. I want my books turned into movies. I think that's just the greatest thing in the world. And that's what I want to do with my life. I want to make movies. And I started praying to the archangels in June. By August, I had an award-winning screenwriter attached to my book.
You know, I'm not surprised. Let me inject something here, Michael. Sure, hold your story sure. Right there. So I know a lot of my listeners know that I'm a Christian, etc. And so I just want to make some comments scripturally about angels and that align exactly what Michael is talking about. And one thing is in Hebrews 1:14 when it says, are not all angels, I'm paraphrasing it, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve and aid those who inherit salvation? Huh. Another verse, angels hearken to the word of God and go out and perform tasks. In the Old Testament, Abraham prayed, God, send your angels before me to prosper my way. So what Michael is saying, I just wanted to throw that in, Michael, ain't nothing but the truth. And so, like I said, open yourself up, because I'm just reading to you the truth. What it says, are not angels all ministering spirits sent to help, assist, and aid those who are heirs of salvation? And so Michael's dad was speaking to him stuff that he didn't know. And I'm just saying to y'all, during these times, we're not going to find it with our natural minds. You have to be open to the invisible spiritual world. So I had to throw that in, Micah. Go ahead.
No, that's fantastic. And I want to mention, the weirdest thing happened to me. A day before I had this reading with George, you know, mm-hmm. I was in contact with my dad. A day before, I was meditating, and I do like to meditate. I haven't meditated in a few weeks. I want to get back to it because I've been busy with writing. I've been rewriting a few of my books.
Okay.
And I was meditating. It was outside. It was summer. It was gorgeous in New York. It was beautiful. And on my life, like, I have no reason to lie to anyone. I have no reason to fabricate anything. I was meditating, and this all took place in 1 second, literally 1 second. As I was meditating, I heard a foot stomp right next to me. I was out by my pool area. And mind you, this is a really far way away from my house. I have to walk down to an area, and I have a pool. We spent the whole summer in the pool, my kids and I. And I was meditating. No one was around me. It was like, you know, in the evening, and it was still light outside, and a foot stomped down right next to me. And I looked to my left, and I swear to God, Constance, like, I wish you could have video, because I would love to show you who this was. But like, I looked left, and there was a man there, and he had massive angel wings, and he was gorgeous. He looked like Brad Pitt, but like not Brad Pitt. He had a perfect chest. His chest hair was trimmed. He had curly brown locks, and he had these big, beautiful brown eyes. And he looked at me, and he was gone. And it didn't scare me, but it startled me, because I was alone. I don't drink, and I don't do drugs. And if I drink, it's like it's five times a year, like me drinking. Like, you know, I'm a lightweight when it comes to drinking. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke weed. I don't do any of that stuff. I like food, and I like exercise. Like, that's my addictions. And I saw this thing, and he was unbelievable. And he was right next to me, and it was comforting. And I looked so the next day when I had the reading, my dad's like, you got to pray to Raziel. And I'm like, what is going on here? Who are the, what? Are you sure this is my dad? Who the hell is Raziel? And I looked up Raziel on Google, and the first image that came up was that man that was there. It was this archangel that came into my life. And I swear to God, like, again, I don't smoke. I don't do
anything. I believe you.
It's crazy. I'm like, all I was doing was just meditating and just sitting on my lounge chair, just sitting and just chilling out and meditating and asking the universe for good things for my family and wealth and prosperity and health and abundance. This freaking thing just comes next to me. And my dad says, he's like, the archangels are on tap for you. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that. And I'm here to spread the gospel. And that's what our podcast is even about. And we're not here to freak anyone out. I'm not into religion. I think that religion is universal. I think that you can believe in anything you want to believe in, as long as it's good and it doesn't hurt people. Really and truly.
Yeah. And what I want to say to people is, I believe that spirit is really trying to penetrate our old way of thinking, old way of being, you know, even the old way of how things can manifest or come to us. And during these times, Michael, I believe that people are more open. I've had several experiences with angels, but I'm not going to share it today. But I believe in that invisible world. You know, even the Bible says that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. That means folks in the other realm are like, come on, guys, you can do it. You know, like Micah's dad. And so be open, because in your own natural mind, you will not be able to navigate the present world that we are living in.
I got to tell you something, Constance.
Okay.
Once I started diving into the world of archangels, I could not believe the amount of famous people that talk about archangels. One of my favorite bands of all time is Led Zeppelin. You know Led Zeppelin, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Hey, I don't know him. I know Splint. I've heard. I like him. Yeah, okay. I'm messing with you, Mike.
No, it's all good. That's great. And I like when people mess with me. It's good. Led Zeppelin was using magic to make their albums the greatest albums in the history of music. Jimmy Page moved into Aleister Crowley's home, which was he was a magician back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. There is stuff out there. It's hidden in plain sight, and people are just so unaware of it. They'll watch the news and they think that's the gospel. It's the farthest thing from it. The news takes you away from your spirituality. The news takes you away from the archangels. There's something so much bigger than us. I would highly recommend anyone going to pick up a good angel book and start working with them, because like the stuff that's happening in my life, it's undeniable. There's absolutely no coincidence that the stuff that's going on with my movies, with the books, with my podcast, with fine people like yourself entering my life. It's so much bigger and so much better. And it's so easy to get caught up in, it's 2020. It's 2020.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught up, but go start working with the archangels and get the hell out of that mindset already.
Well, something just hit me. It had to be an angel or the spirit when I was sitting out.
100%.
I was not even thinking about you.
Yep.
I wasn't even mad. I just went out there with my dog so she could sunbathe. I'm just sitting there. I didn't have my eyes closed. And then you just dropped in my spirit. I'm like, Mike, that's the universe.
Yeah, no,
I ran in, brought my dog in. I got on the computer. Okay, I know his name was Michael. Where is it? That had to be, that's just exhibit A, listeners, of what happened.
That was 100% an archangel that connected us again. And there's a reason why that they connected us, because somebody that is going to listen to this podcast is going to need it. And someone's going to go and buy that book by Damon Brand. I recommend my father. This comes from the afterlife. Okay, people, like, this is not me trying to sell something. I've never met this author in my life. This is from my father, whose spirit is in the afterlife, and he's telling me the secrets of the universe. Go buy the 72 Angels of Magic, MAGICK, by Damon Brand. Read it. It's only 20 pages, and then it's like another 72 pages of spells and chants that you have to do for angels. And it really, 72 Angels of Magic, and it's magic with a K, by Damon Brand. Someone out there in your audience needs to listen to this to help them. Because, listen, I am a huge believer in the law of attraction. I still am. I believe in your power of your subconscious mind. I believe that your mindset is what's going to create your existence. I just did a podcast yesterday with my brother on vision boards. I love vision boards. I make vision boards. Every December 31st, my kids and I, we have a project. It's our New Year's Eve project. We make a vision board for the new year. And to me, the law of attraction is elementary school. And you have to go through the law of attraction in order to get to the archangels, which to me is college PhD level.
Absolutely. I mean,
the archangels are something on a whole other level in your spiritual journey. It's so easy to get stuck in the law of attraction because it's so comforting and it's so real. But to me, it was slow. And
you're right.
It works.
There are higher realms and dimensions.
100%.
100%. That we don't know about. But just you sharing today will open up people to begin to, let me think about that. That sounds kind of weird, but let me tap into that.
It's weird, Constance. It doesn't add up, but it's the next evolution, what people need if they are tapped out of the law of attraction and they've read everything they've read on the law of attraction and they've read Just Ask the Universe. And I still practice Just Ask the Universe 9 years after I've written it. I still write down my wants. I still write down my goals. I still write down what I'm grateful for. But the archangels are just another level up. You know, like Mario Brothers, I don't know if you're a video game person, but in Mario Brothers, you got to eat the mushroom to level up, right? You got to, it's a video game. You got to constantly level up. The archangels will help you level up. And it's up to you whether you want to go and find it. It's nothing to be scared about. you know, listen, there's some books on demons, on demon magic. And I've dabbled in that too. It's not scary, but they're not demon. Demons are just a Greek word for spirit. It's not a demon with a horn and a pitchfork and they're trying to eat you. It's nothing like that at all. There is so much out there and people get stuck. And it's like a metaphor for like what 2020 is. No one has any right to sit and say, woe is me anymore. There's too much information out there to elevate your life, to level you up. And to me, the Archangels this year was a defining moment in my spiritual journey because I was all about law of attraction. I still am. I still believe in the power of your subconscious mind. I still pray to my subconscious every night. But you know what? I added praying to the angels too because it works. Because there's no reason for it not to. And I gave it a shot. If my father, if that was a lie, right, Constance, let's say George Anderson is not real, which I don't believe. Let's say it was just a lie and he was peddling something and that wasn't my dad that came through about the Archangels. And I tried it and nothing happened. Well, I still gave it a shot, but I tried it and oh my God, it worked like lightning. It worked so scarily fast.
Go ahead. And that's why I'm saying to listeners, you got to go inside. You got to go inside and just be open to the unlimited, inexhaustible ways and levels and methods and possibilities of how you can tap into that invisible realm. Because y'all know in my life, that's where I live. And out of that really has come any success that I have and any manifestation that I have. And like Michael is saying, God wants us to expedite things and to accelerate things in our lives, but you got to be on a different level, higher level, 100%. Deeper level. 100%. So Michael, tell people about your YouTube channel and how can people subscribe to it? How can they get your book? What is your contact information?
Sure. Everyone should go and subscribe to Okn Bros. That's OKONBROS.
I'm looking at it now. Y'all looking good. Michael,
thank you.
Keep going.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Listen, my wife keeps me young. Look, I'm 42 and it's the best health I've ever been in my life. I feel great. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm sad that we had to do what happened this year, but it was a reinvention period. And, you know, I'm happy that I have the opportunity to, you know, plow into 2021 bigger and better than what I was in 2020.
So I'm looking at, it's Ask the Okn Bros Anything.
Yeah. Ask us anything. We do a Wednesday night live, 8:30 PM Eastern, 5:30 PM Pacific. You could check me out on Amazon. Michael Samuels is my spiritual books. Michael Okn is my published books. And I wrote under the name Michael Philip Cash. That's C-A-S-H. I've self-published about 15 books under that banner. And that, you know, that's kind of like old stuff. I'm reinventing myself with my real name because I'm now a represented author. Mm-hmm. MichaelOkn.com. You could check out our global car service, BLSCo.com. And check out my mom, Lady Phyllis. .com. Lady Phyllis, she's a medium. She'll connect you with your loved ones on the other side. Legit stuff, man. Really, really the truth, you know? And just come hang out on Okn Bros. And I'd love to, you know, we take questions. We talk to people. We talk to people who don't believe. They say, it's baloney. There is no afterlife. It's like, all right, it's cool. You know, if that's what you believe in, we respect that. You know, we're open-minded to everyone. Everything. We had a vegan on. We have Vegan Gains, this really cool cat who has 350,000 subscribers on YouTube, and he promotes the vegan diet. And we're not vegans, but we were interested in talking with him. We're very open-minded, and we'll talk to anyone about their journey. That's really what Okn Bros is about. It's about learning about yourself and learning about what makes people successful, you know, and that's where we're at. And Constance, always, you know, grateful for you for the invite. Love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody go, I want you to get that book that he talked about and just open up and just see which way the spirit deals with you. And secondly, you know, get the book Ask the Universe. I reread it again prior to the interview. And you know, it's like I had some aha moments in it, but just open yourself up to the unlimited possibilities that are available to you at a seemingly time where stuff isn't working for you. Michael, I want to thank you for sharing your story. I'm going to have you back in 6 months because in 6 months, I don't know what all would have happened in your life. And I can see we'll do a video. Uh-huh.
I appreciate that, Constance, and I will come on anytime you need, but I got to tell you, in 6 months, I know things are going to be changing big time, and only for the good. I just went to a medium yesterday and he's like, "Are you in the film business?" And I'm like, "No." He's like, "You're going to be." And it's going to be.
That is so good. So, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Constance.
Well, everybody,
thank you for
having me on. Everybody make sure you visit his website. And as I say every week, I want you to think, feel, and say that something good is going to happen to you and through you for others this week. So, everybody, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.